fire. I'll take care of the horses. Draped under the blankets, he climbed down and haltingly made his way to her door while she drove to the barn. By the time she got Lady and the man's gelding bedded down and a big fire built in the grate to keep her other three horses warm, she was weary enough to lie down where she stood. Hating having to face the weather again, she rewound her muffler, pulled on her gloves, and stepped out into the frigid wind. Inside her cabin, there was no fire. The stranger, still wrapped in the blankets, was stretched out on her fancy new sofa, head back, snoring loudly. She set his bedroll and bags on the floor. The younger, wilder Spring Lee would have given his foot a swift kick to wake him up, but the more mature version of herself settled for grumbling while tossing logs into the fireplace. As the flames rose, she viewed him. He was handsome, she supposed, but a pretty face often masked an ugliness inside, so she wasn't impressed by the strong jaw or the pleasant features it anchored. "Hey, wake up," she called crossly. The wet blankets would ruin the sofa her sister-in-law Regan recently convinced her to buy, and Spring was the only person allowed to damage it. As he snored on, she shook his shoulder. "Mister, wake up!" His eyes opened. "I have a spare room. You can sleep there." He looked confused. "Ruin my couch and I'll feed you to a bear." He startled. "Can you stand?" His eyes swept her face. The confusion gave way to wariness. Finally, he whispered, "Yes. Sorry for falling asleep." She noted his shivering, but she was too bone-tired to fire up the boiler to heat water for the hot baths they both needed. "This way." He rose, took a step, and cringed. "Is it your leg?" she asked. "My knee. Hurt it when the horse threw me." She raised an eyebrow, and he responded with, "The horse reared when a big cat ran into the road chasing a deer. They tend to do that. Lean on me," she offered. "I'm too heavy for you, ma'am."
"I'm stronger than I look, so let's try. Otherwise, you have to sleep here on the floor."
"I'd do fine in front of the fire. I have a bedroll." She gritted out, "Just come on, please. You can be a gentleman after I've had some sleep."
He seemed amused by that.
"Yes, ma'am."
With her supporting him, they slowly made their way to her spare room. Inside, he dropped onto the bed and offered his thanks.
"You're welcome."
She opened a nearby trunk and withdrew blankets and quilts. Still wearing her buffalo coat, she made a fire in the grate.
"Should warm up eventually. There's a washroom through that door. Tub, too, but I've been gone a couple of days, so there's no hot water for now. What's your name?"
"Garrett McCray."
"I'm Spring Lee."
"Related to Dr. Colton Lee?" he asked.
"Why?"
"I'm a reporter. Here to do an article about him for my father's newspaper."
Her brother had mentioned a reporter was on the way.
"Colt's married to my sister-in-law."
As if confused by her response, he studied her for a moment before asking,
"Dr. Lee is your brother? Smart and a gentleman, rare as the white buffalo. I'll bring your bags and bedroll. You should get out of those wet clothes."
She exited. Garrett stared at the empty space she left behind. Did she live here alone? Did her brother and his wife reside nearby? Had her confusing responses been deliberate? His numerous questions about her would have to wait. Her advice about his wet clothes was sound. The last thing he needed was to be laid low by illness, so doing his best to keep his weight off his injured knee, he shed the blankets and his coat. Seeing no place to hang them, he laid them in front of the fire, then hobbled to the room's lone chair to remove his boots. Raising his leg,